So a big story we're watching is over in Tehran. We believe sometime this morning, Eastern time, that Shane Bauer and Joshua Fatale, two Americans who have been in Iranian prison for 2 years, will be released after an infuriating wait in prison, a trial for espionage, and then the even more infuriating slow wheels turning in the Tehran bureaucracy. Joining us with the latest developments is Thomas Erbrink, Tehran bureau chief for The Washington Post, who's out in front of the prison where we expect those two hikers to be released. Thomas, what's the latest?
Well, I'm here, as you said, in front of the prison, and the Swiss ambassador has just pulled up in a two-car convoy. As you might may or may not know, the Swiss represent U.S. interests here in Tehran, and she is here clearly to pick up Steinbauer and Georges Fatale after days of waiting and promises by the Iranian judiciary and, of course, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad that they would be released. But it really seems like it will happen now. There are dozens of photographers here. The Swiss ambassador has now stepped out of her car. She might actually enter the prison right now, and it looks like it will happen.
And we're speaking with Thomas Erbrink, Tehran bureau chief for The Washington Post. I didn't quite get that. If you could repeat for me, are there family members in Tehran to receive these folks? You did mention that at the Swiss embassy where the U.S. intersection is, that that's where they're likely to go. What about family?
I don't think there are any family members here in Tehran at the moment. There's a rumor that their mothers are currently in Beirut, but it's not clear. And it's also it's not clear if Bauer and Fatale are actually allowed to leave Iran. There was a statement by the judiciary handed out just now in which they said that that they might have to stay here in order to await trial. So that would mean that they would be staying here, possibly within the Swiss embassy, but are not allowed to go back to the States.
All right, we're talking with Thomas Erbrink, Tehran bureau chief for The Washington Post. James Reynolds, BBC Tehran correspondent, on the line from London. It sounds like at the very least those two hikers are going to have to get used to eating fondue over at the Swiss embassy while they await their fate. What's the holdup?
Very, very difficult to tell. This case has had a number of holdups since they were arrested on 31st of July 2009. And of course, I think their families won't believe that they're entirely free until they leave Iranian airspace.
And describe, is this conflict or delay or just sort of frustrating ambiguity about the fate of Shane Bauer and Josh Fatale another example of a dispute between the Ahmadinejad government and, say, the clergy leadership in Iran, that there's a different sort of view on how they should be disposed of?
Yes, it looks like it. President Ahmadinejad, just to put this in context, has been in some kind of conflict with the conservative authorities in Iran since 2009, the collapse of the reformist movement. The central defining conflict in Iran has been within the conservative movement, with President Ahmadinejad on one side and his supporters, and the ruling clergy on the other side. The courts are with the clergy. So when President Ahmadinejad said last week that the hikers would go free almost immediately, the courts said, "We do things in our own time."
James Reynolds, BBC Tehran correspondent, speaking to us this morning from London. Back to Tehran, Thomas Erbrink on live with us from Tehran outside the prison where Shane Bauer and Joshua Fatale are believed to be. What is the sort of popular view of this? The people in the street of Tehran, are they following this closely? Do they have a view one way or another? Do they believe these two are spies?
I think most people don't believe these two are spies. I think most people are hoping that Bauer and Fatale will be released today because, frankly said, those here who represent Tehran's middle classes, think bus drivers who work double shift all the way up to lawyers and other people, they're people who want to see change in Iran. They want to see better relations with the outside world. And they actually appreciate Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's gesture of saying that these two men should be released. And therefore, generally, I think people are very, very happy. I just spoke with someone who was here outside of the prison, and he said, what's happening? Are the Americans being released? And he genuinely said, that's great news.
James Reynolds, BBC's Tehran correspondent. I'm wondering why the confusion over what happens to the hikers now. I understood that their lawyer said that in the agreement they were allowed to return to the U.S. And I also heard that Oman had actually dispatched a private plane to the Iranian capital last week in order to pick up the hikers. So why it appears to be that may be a sudden change that they'd have to stay in Iran?
James Reynolds in London.
Did we lose James Reynolds?
Well, it seems like we lost James.
Yeah, Thomas Erdbrink there in Tehran. Can you answer that question for me?
Could you just repeat it real quick?
Yeah, I'm wondering about the confusion over what happens to the hikers now. Their lawyer said they were going returning to the U.S., and I understand that Oman actually dispatched a private plane to pick them up. So why the sudden change that they may have to stay in Iran?
Well, you should see that against the backdrop of this fight between Ahmadinejad and the judiciary here, which is basically a kind of a stronghold for conservative clerics. They might not want Ahmadinejad to have this victory as he is now in New York, you know, speaking to the addressing the General Assembly of the United Nations tomorrow. They might want to embarrass him, sort of, by keeping these two men here just a little bit longer until Ahmadinejad returns from the United States and actually, you know, internationally will be weakened by the fact that he makes a promise that this man will release, and then his own people are actually sabotaging him. It gives you a real insight in Iran's power play. But I must stress, it is not absolutely clear that they're not allowed to leave the country. The statement by the judiciary, which kind of said that they possibly would have to stay, was deliberately vague.
And Thomas Erdbrink, before we go, isn't it strange that around this time when the General Assembly is in session, that things have a way of sort of changing politically inside Iran? Maybe they should change the name of this week to sort of Amnesty Week every time Ahmadinejad speaks before the General Assembly. It seems like domestic politics comes directly to the fore every year.
There's actually a real logical reason for that. Iran and the United States haven't had any relations for the last 33 years. And people in Iran, the constituency, people who voted for him, but also people who haven't voted for him, they want change. They want a more normal relations with the outside world.
That's ultimately the issue there. So Thomas Erdbrink, Tehran bureau chief for The Washington Post, standing in front of the prison where we expect sometime this morning Americans Shane Bauer and Joshua Fatale to be released. What their status after that will be, we don't know. But thanks so much, Thomas.